Depending on how old you are when you leave seminary, the traditional image of Simeon will be as good a picture as anything else as you putter around the church in 10, 20, maybe even 50 years. Most everyone will see you as you see Simeon in the temple, not too impressive, waiting for the consolation of Israel, but also waiting to see if an acolyte will show up. Attendance numbers are predictably low, just a carpenter, his young bride, and a newborn. A more vigorous stewardship program might have netted more than just two turtle doves or pigeons. Nonetheless, you are a faithful fixture of the church. You are righteous and devout. You are harmless enough. All of which is to miss what's happening. God has come to his temple. Jesus has come to his place, where you are. While you can rightly say of your own children, even with their cursed birth, that the Lord has opened the womb, marvel that the Lord has opened this blessed womb to give himself, to present himself, to be offered to God, to fulfill the law, to be redeemed like every other male child who opened a woman's womb. To be redeemed, something must be sacrificed. Something dies. Just turtle doves or pigeons or a lamb for the rich folks. The bloody exchange rate seems all confused. What a cheap-sounding sacrifice for this child, pure and holy, the 40-day-old Jesus. But as Luther says, the deeper we plunge Christ into the flesh of mankind, the better for us. It is better that he looks as cheap and worthless as you do, which is to get it completely right for your happy exchange. Jesus puts himself under the law that sits heavy on you and makes you die. Jesus puts on and takes off you the sin you have from birth to this moment. It's why he is present and presented in the house of the Lord. He is the priceless turtle dove offering. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and he is in the right place to save you. Good thing for the rest of the world, and even the church, which isn't paying close attention when Simeon sings his song. His eyes are Holy Spirit opened to see that the baby in the Blessed Virgin's arms is the Lord's Christ. He sees what is there. What is there is salvation. So Simeon says, Lord, now I can rest, for my eyes have seen your salvation. My arms carry him, my Savior, your atonement in the flesh, as you promised to Adam after the curse, to Abraham and all the rest. When you established your worship and temple, its ministry and its services, with every turtle dove and pigeon offered, and every slaughtered lamb and sacrifice, and by every prophet preaching, you prepared this child, this Christ, right in front of our faces. This once and for all sacrifice. This is your revelation. This is your glory. Jesus, the offering in the temple for the life of the world, held up by Simeon, this baby, this source of eternal life, making Simeon immortal even as he picks him up, and so to be held out by you for the righteous and devout at the altar each Lord's Day for the salvation of the world, this Holy Communion. Everyone needs salvation, Gentile and Israel, Simeon sings, and no one has this salvation unless it is in this child, only here, anywhere else, and you miss the real Jesus. Only this place, face to face, where the Father presents him and the Spirit gathers. Simeon has been given penetrating eyes. He sees a beggar child, but his hymn points to God's light and God's glory in his arms, before his face, plunged into this flesh and blood. Everything else that is not this Christ is darkness and blindness and death. But Simeon departs in peace. God has given him leave and peace. You too, you really are ready to die or suffer another 40 years. But where suffering and dying isn't as horrifying as it was before. Because this child removes the sin that brings your death and the guilt and shame that is making your death unbearable. But the death in you has been exchanged for Christ's life in you. You are presentable to God because Christ has been presented, plunged into the flesh of mankind, and now plunged into your flesh. For better than carrying him in your arms, you eat his body and you drink his blood from the altar. And on those future days, 10, 20, 50 years, still holding out this salvation in your hands, you will continue to present it for the consolation of his Israel. Amen.